is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
A hit from Gordon Lightfoot called Sundown. You better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stair. Before that was Frank Chaxfield's version here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Welcome to hour number two. I'm Eric O'Brien with you on Tube City Online Radio or WRCT, depending on where you're listening. And it's good to have you with us either way. And yes, I can talk. That's just a stutter that comes as a result of Parkinson's. So just ignore it. I do. Or maybe I don't, but anyhow, it's time to go on a road trip here, and this week we are going to the state of New Mexico, and there are some interesting things in New Mexico, starting with, near Socorro, New Mexico, the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array. Yes, that's what it's called. It's out in the plains of San Agustin. Sits one of the most recognizable scientific instruments on Earth. It's 27 enormous radio dishes arranged in a giant Y shape. Each antenna stands about 82 feet across and can move along railroad tracks to change the array's size. The facility listens to radio waves from distant galaxies, black holes, and exploding stars. Yeah, even if you're not an astronomer, the sight of these giant dishes slowly pivoting across the desert sky is unforgettable. I think they mean the desert, looking at the sky. Yeah, anyhow. Roswell, New Mexico. Well, you know this has to be weird. International UFO Museum and Research Center, of course. Yes, right. Roswell has fully embraced the 1947 incident that launched decades of UFO speculation. The museum collects newspaper reports, witness accounts, and artifacts tied to the famous story. Exhibits explore the mythology and the investigation surrounding the alleged crash. Whether you arrive as a skeptic or a believer, Roswell makes sure you leave with questions. Of course, that's the idea, right? Santa Fe, New Mexico. You know, you would think this would be something dealing with the railroad, but it's the Meow Wolf House of Eternal Return. The Meow Wolf House of Eternal Return. Part art installation, part interactive mystery, this massive creative space invites visitors to wander through hidden passages, glowing forests, and strange alternate worlds. Rooms connect in unexpected ways. A refrigerator door might lead to another dimension. The project was created by a collective of artists who wanted to blur the line between gallery and playground. Curiosity is the only map you need. There you go. Then, of course, Carlsbad is the home of Carlsbad Caverns National Park. Beneath the desert lies a cavern stream containing one of the largest underground chambers in North America. The Big Room, in quotes, stretches more than 4,000 feet long and is filled with stalactites, stalagmites, and intricate mineral formations. Elevators and trails allow visitors to keep deep below to explore deep below the surface in summer evenings. Thousands of bats spiral out of the cave entrance at dusk. Well, how about that? Taos, New Mexico, Earth Biotecture Community. You sense a theme here, right? Just west of Taos, in the neighborhood of is a neighborhood of experimental homes built from recycled materials like tires, bottles, and cans. These Earth ships are designed to produce their own energy, collect rainwater, and regulate temperature naturally. Solar panels, indoor gardens, and thick earthen walls make them self-sustaining. So it's a architecture that treats the desert environment as a partner rather than an obstacle. And finally, in Alamogordo, New Mexico, is pistachio land. It sits at the edge of a pistachio orchard, which is a good place for it, but it's a 30-foot-tall pistachio statue known as McGinn's Pistachio. Visitors can sample flavored pistachios, tour the farm, and take photos with the oversized nut. The orchard was founded by pistachio pioneer Tom McGinn, who helped establish the crop in southern New Mexico. It's agriculture with a sense of humor. How many times can you say pistachio in a minute, right? And that's our road trip to New Mexico, a little weird as it was. Now we're going with Herb Alpert up Cherry Street here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
weather is warmer, the daylight is longer, and we have the perfect soundtrack for it here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
If I listen long enough to you, I find a way to believe that it's all true. That you lie straight-faced while I cry. Still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to be without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to keep. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the Sandpipers there, and Find a Reason to Believe, a song done by at least 80 artists, I think. Yeah, very cool song. Lex De Azevedo in there with Half the Way, James Last with Make This Night Last Forever, and John Fox with Let Me Love You Tonight in there on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for Alan 2. And it looks like we made it. I think. I'm just only mildly confused today. Don't worry about me.
Thank you.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Try to earn what love is on. be all right.
That's Ann Murray on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Danny's song. Before that was Craig Duncan's version done by Craig Duncan. Yeah, well, that's great. And that wasn't, they weren't even the writers behind that. That was, old what's his name? Well, that's just how this show has gone today. I think we just need to move along here. I'm not admitting to being Eric O'Brien right now, but Dateline Tokyo. Hey, 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 hey. A Japanese convenience store chain reported a surge in sales of limited edition snacks after a viral video showed a cat repeatedly opening a refrigerator to retrieve the treats. The short clip showed the cat carefully pulling the door open, selecting a packaged snack, and closing the refrigerator again. Store officials said the video spread quickly on social media, with many viewers impressed by the feline's methodical technique. The snacks manufacturer confirmed orders increased significantly following the clip's popularity. Some customers jokingly suggested that the cat should be hired as the company's official product tester. The owner said the cat had apparently learned the trick simply by watching humans use the refrigerator. And she added that the pet now waits patiently for the door to be opened instead of letting itself in. Well, it learned manners, huh? Wow. Melbourne, Australia. Lifeguards at a beach there rescued an unusual swimmer after a kangaroo hopped into the surf and began paddling away from shore. Witnesses said the animal appeared calm but quickly drifted farther out as waves pushed it seaward. Lifeguards launched a small watercraft and guided the kangaroo back toward shallow water. Officials said kangaroos are capable of swimmers but can become disoriented in the ocean. The animal eventually returned safely to the beach and bounded back toward nearby dunes. Beachgoers applauded as the kangaroo exited the water, seemingly unfazed by the attention. Uh-huh. And finally, in Omaha, Nebraska, employees at an office building said a wandering duck became an unlikely guest after strolling through the lobby during lunchtime. Security cameras captured the bird waddling through the front doors and calmly exploring the reception area. Of course, its name was probably Donald or Daffy or something like that. Maybe Daisy. Workers said the duck paused briefly near the potted plant before continuing down a hallway as if it knew exactly where it was going. Staff members eventually guided the bird back outside using a trail of crackers. The duck reportedly quacked loudly but cooperated with the escort. Of course, it didn't echo. Employees later joked that the visitor had simply arrived for a very important business meeting. Building management said the doors will remain closed during future lunchtime breaks. And there you have it. And of course, the name that I was trying to think of earlier is Kenny Loggins. Ah, boy, I'm having a good day. Here's Harold Winkler on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Pieces of April.
springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Barry Lippmann there and Girl Talk. Before that, we had John Fox with Lady Willpower. Ronnie Aldridge in there with I Got a Name. Henry Mancini with The Baby Elephant Walk. And Harold Winkler with Pieces of April. I'm Eric O'Brien, and you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Have time for one more here. Lex de Azevedo, I Feel Fine. No, really, I do. I just have trouble talking every now and again.
Thank you.
We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-43.
Один, пять, семь, один, шесть, семь, три, два, пять, четыре, шесть, один, пять.